broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Everybody, this is Larry Shore welcoming you to another broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Well, Ben is off this week, so you get a nice program of pop with the finest in the vintage and modern Jewish music, all culled from our family archive of over 120 years of great Jewish recordings, and we have a very nice show for you this morning. Let's get started now with some Hasidic music. Here are the Noam Singers, recorded back in 1969. Very early Hasidic music as it was all getting ready to spread and to burst out onto the Jewish scene in the 1970s and 80s with an explosion of Hasidic music. But we go back to the roots. The Noam Singers and the Vieta Kapoel from the davening on the high holidays that Hashem shall reign over the entire world. Here, a very, very nice selection by the Noam Singers. And they recorded back in 1969. They're the Noam Singers, very, very early Hasidic music, and Vieta Kapoel, actually from the High Holiday Davening, and hope you enjoyed it. More Hasidic music coming up. Here the Tzlil Vezemer Boys Choir, very, very fine Hasidic music from the late 1980s and into the 1990s. Here from the Daily Prayer Book, Borcheinu Avinu, and asking Hashem, as our Father, to grant peace among the world. So here, the Tzlil Vezemer Boys Choir. Yes, indeed. Recorded back in 1998 there, the fabulous Silva Zemmer Boys Choir and Borgeno Avino, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Accents, which has been serving the Mid-Atlantic area here for over the past 35 years with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. Give them a call at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Accents, who present to you now a selection of the beautiful music of Israel going back to the 1978 Israel Song Festival. Here is Nava Baruchin in a very nice song called Bakashti, which means, of course, requests.
אבקש לי משאלה, לא פניך, לא עיניך, לא דברים שלך, לא רציתי שאותיך מנעמו, אהבתך ימיה כבר חלפו. עם כוכב יפול לילה, אל תירא כי לא לך, את עיניי אשא למעלה, בליבי תפילה. לא שאלתי חסדיך, לא את לבך, לא לחשתי אות שבשמך. ביקשתי רק, תן עוד שמש בימיי, תן חלום.
They're from the 1978 Israeli Song Festival. They're Nava Baruchin and a very, very nice song called Bakashti, and hope you enjoyed it. That preceding selection of the beautiful music of Israel was brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Accents, serving the Mid-Atlantic area and for over the past 35 years. Give them a call. They can help you out as well. 301-231-7999. More Hasidic music now. Here's Shmuel Brazil, who was a very, very fine leader of the Regesh group back in the 1980s. And, of course, their Shalom Aleichem is sung all over the world nowadays. And this another selection, again from the High Holiday Liturgy, V'hayu Bayom Ahu. And on that great day, the davening tells us, the great shofar will be sounded, and Hashem will gather in all those who were lost in the lands of Assyria, and Ethiopia and all faraway places, and will all be restored to the land of Israel. So here a very nice selection by Shmuel Brazil, recorded back in 1988, Vahaya Bayom Hahu.
Sure, the honey got in the air, it's not here. Oh, hi, in the air, it's a sure, the honey got in the air, it's not here.
Recorded back in 1988, there, Shmuel Brazil, the leader of the Regesh group, very, very fine Hasidic music, and Vahaya Bayom Hahu. Well, let's continue now with the 78 groove. Here are the fabulous Barry Sisters, probably the most famous of all the many sister acts that existed in Jewish music back in the preceding generations. And from the late 1930s until the untimely passing of the great Myrna Barry back in 1975, they really held sway and made tons and tons of recordings, film appearances, and on television. And I remember watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was a kid. So, yeah, they were very, very popular. Sister Claire continued as a soloist after Myrna passed away until she retired, and then she herself passed away back in 2014. So let's go back now to 1950, a series that they were recording for RCA Victor, very Americanized versions of some of Yiddishized versions of some of the great American classics. This song made famous by the great Eddie Cantor, and a song called Makin' Whoopee. Here the Barry Sisters recorded it in Yiddish in 1950. Let's take a listen.
Arbeit schwer, a ganz Jür. Es kim der Zimmer, dann will gur a weg zu furnen, gedeh zu machen, a bissl Whoopee. Sucht sein Weib, ich hab dich lieb, nur mit die Kinder, bleib du in Stieb. Meint, sie weiß nicht, als will furnen machen, Whoop. Sucht sie, ich lass dich fuhren, aber mit ein paar Dingen. Senden müsst ihr mir kaufen, besorgen mit alles Ding. Ich will ein Minkoat, a diamond ring. Sucht der Wust heut dir dein alles Ding. Weil mit mein Peder, lo mir schon beide, geh machen Whoopee. Sie stehen schön am Monat Zeit, sich mit Lächt a bissl Freiheit. Wenn sein Frau watscht ihn, wie kann machen a bissl Whoopee. Trefft ihm a Glück, sie sucht mein Mann. Ich pack sich ein in ihr Fuhr zurück. Die kennst du bleiben, warf mit Jeugen und mach nicht Whoopee. Morgen gefind mir ihm schon, sitzen dick auf'm Beach. Leben mein jingschein Mädel, nehm ist sie blonde Peach. Gebrennt auf Eldort hat mit ihr, nur Blitzen schreit oh, weiß mir. Mein Weib ist Klicker, geschickt die Schwieger, bei my Whoopee.
Goodbye, goodbye.
And they recorded for RCA Victor back in 1950, just a couple years before RCA Victor went out of the 78 business in 1952 and stopped releasing all these single Jewish records. They're the Barry Sisters and an old Eddie Cantor song done in Yiddish, Makin' Whoopee, about you have a good time until your wife and your mother-in-law join forces and shut it all down. So there you have it. Hope very much you enjoyed that feature on the 78 groove. Let's continue now with a rarity. Here from the Chabad Nagunim series, which was a series of first LPs and then cassettes that came out in the 1970s and 1980s. And Chabad really used them in those days as vehicles for outreach before the computer revolution took off and made them obsolete. And, of course, today they're all rare collector's items. But they were great music, and we enjoy them all the time. So here from 1978 from the Chabad Nagunim, Zivchei Tzedek, talking about the fitness of the sacrifices and that one should bring them to worship Hashem. Here from the Chabad Nagunim, Zivchei Tzedek.
Be my baby.
They're recorded back in 1978 from the Chabad Negunim, their volume 12. And I think there was about 15 or 16 albums that came out. Like I say, first LPs, and then in the cassette era, we had the cassettes. And like I say, early outreach for Chabad before, of course, all the computer stuff that they have now. It's a whole different ballgame. And here in the Washington area, Chabad has done tremendous, tremendous work. There are probably 25 different Chabad houses here in the Washington area. Really, really great work. Well, let's continue now with cantorial music. First half cantorial. Here is the great Sol Zim from a 1982 album that he recorded called The Joy of Cantorial Music. And here is a very nice text for Animamin, the first of the Rambam's 13 principles of faith. I believe with full heart in the coming of the Messiah. And though he may tarry, I still wait for him to come each and every day. Here's a great version of it, Sol Zim and the late Bob Reisenman's orchestra. And from The Joy of Cantorial Prayer, Sol Zim and Animamin.
Via fall the bishop is my mother. בכל יום שיום. Anima mini biem no shalema ma mini ma mini ma minani anima mini biem no shalema
recorded back in 1982, the fabulous artistry of the great Chazan Sal Zim, who is still davening to this very day, and a very nice recording there of Anima Amin, I believe, accompanied on that recording by the orchestra of the late Bob Reisenman, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. How about a little comedy? Here's Schlock Rock, recorded back in 2012, a spoof of one of the great ABBA hits from the 1970s, a song called S.O.S., and this is called Pass the Test. And, you know, I think I remember reading somewhere that ABBA, most of them could not speak very much English, and they learned all their songs basically phonetically. And they had very simple titles like SOS, something that people would remember, even if their English wasn't that good. And they really were a worldwide sensation back in the day. So let's listen right now to Schlock Rock and SOS, a spoof of the famous ABBA hit. Schlock Rock singing Pass the Test, a spoof of the great ABBA hit SOS. See what happens when Ben's not here to keep me in line. Let's take a listen.
You must go far away and leave your home behind. Take everyone with you and see what you will find. The angels came down from above. He ran and gave them food. To honor all his guests is what he understood. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, pass the test. Head of our nation, reason for creation, pass the test. Turn to God, Abraham, who he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham, who he just carry on. Now take your precious son, who is so very dear. Sacrifice him to me, you should not shed a tear. You didn't ask what's this about, you simply understood. If it comes from above, it has to be for good. And he did fear me, wanted to revere me, pass the test. Head of our nation, reason for creation, pass the test. Turn to God, Abraham knew he had to go on. Turn to God, Abraham knew he just carry on.
They're recorded back in 2012. They're Schlock Rock and a spoof of the great ABBA hit from the 1970s, SOS. And that, of course, passed the test. All about, of course, Avraham Avinu and all the great things that he did. He passed all the tests that he did. Well, let's continue now. Here's more comedy. Here's Stan Ross, who was a comedian back in the 1960s. Later on became a comedy writer for television and for other comedians. And this is a spoof of the famous Australian song Waltzing Matilda, and it's called Washing Gefilte. Of course, talking about gefilte fish. But while we're talking about Australia, there was a great loss in the world of music this past week, and it's outside of the scope of this program, but The Seekers, one of the great, great groups to come out of Australia in the rock era, lost their beloved the lead singer, the great Judith Durham, a fabulous singer, who was around for many, many years when the Seekers had hit after hit. Of course, their biggest one crossover in America was the famous song Georgie Girl. And all that occurred back in the 60s and 70s, but they kept on performing. And like I say, she just passed away last week. So we make note of it here on the program. So here is the late Stan Ross. He passed away a few years ago. And a spoof of the old song Waltzing Matilda. This is Washing Gefilte.
One of the finest foods you can eat is gefilte fish, but it takes a long time to make. You have to clean it, wash it, cut it, chop it, and roll it before you can eat it. And while they work on it, the mother of the house has a great chance to give advice to the daughter of the house. Once there was a mother who taught her daughter many things, like how the stork's a fake, and where to wear high heels. But the most important thing the mother ever taught her little girl was how to prepare tasty Friday night meals. She sang, washing gefilte, washing gefilte, you stand here washing gefilte with me, and I'll teach you some ways to keep your husband home at night. So stand here and wash some gefilte with me. Wash, 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 wash. If he comes home feeling grouchy from a rotten day, all of your friends, they're a very nice group, then prepare little balls of gefilte like we're washing here, followed by bowlfuls of hot chicken soup.
Washing gefilte, washing gefilte, you stand here washing gefilte with me,
and I'll teach you some ways to keep your husband home at night. Stand here and wash some gefilte with me. If he expects to play poker 2-3 times a week, and he complains 'cause he don't get his wish, then you bring him a plate of gefilte like we're cleaning here, topped by a golden brown oven fresh knish.
Washing gefilte, washing gefilte, you stand here washing gefilte with me,
and I'll teach you some ways to keep your husband home at night. Stand here and wash some gefilte with me.
Wash, 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 wash.
If he makes eyes at the Avon girl who comes to call, and his reaction to her makes you wince, cross the room, pick her up, and fling her bodily down the stairs. Then offer him a gefilte-filled blitz.
Washing gefilte, washing gefilte, you stand there washing gefilte with me,
and I'll teach you some ways to keep your husband home at night. Remember, girls, the gefilte keeps the geflavor in.
Stand here and watch some gefilte
with me.
They recorded back in 1965. They're the late Stan Ross and a spoof of the old song Waltzing Matilda, and that was called Washing Gefilte, and hope you enjoyed it. Then last line in that song, you got to be my age or older to remember that about the gefilte keeps the flavor in. You got to be my age or older to remember when that was the tagline for Winston cigarettes in a long bygone era, that the filter keeps the flavor in. It's a long time ago for sure. Well, let's continue now. Here's the DeVacus Group, who made a number of fine recordings back in the 1980s and 90s. This from the Amoravi Elazar Shalom Rav Levesar Asecha. There is great peace for those who observe the Torah, and peace is upon them. Here a nice selection by DeVacus.
Shalom, shalom,
They're recorded back in 1990. They're the Dvekas Group and Shalom Rav from the Pera Moravia Lazar, and I hope very much you enjoyed it. Let's have a little more Yiddish. Here's the great Seymour Rechtzeit, one of the great singers of Yiddish song back in the preceding generations, and this recorded for Standard back in 1947, Yiddish reworking of the famous song Mirage. Here's the late Seymour Rechtzeit.
Mit sich auf ewig mein neues Gefühl blieb. In den Kischef in der Nacht, wenn sternlichen Himmel gehen schlufen, bei mein Caravan vertrag. Damals fand mein nur im Herz zu hoffen, dann da sehe ich dir, Geliebte meine, wie Saphiren finden Augen deine, sie ist es bloß am Rage, wie der Träum fahrt dir mein nur im Mirage, reißt die sich mit mir aufs Nei, in dann sehe ich nicht mehr, fühlen vorbei. Mirage, bist die du es groß mein Glück, wer hat Wirklichkeit Mirage in Kind zu mein Glück, wer hat Wirklichkeit Mirage in Kind zu sehen? Wer weiß Mirage in wer mein Glück?
They recorded for a standard back in 1947. The great Simo Rechtzeit, one of the great singers of Yiddish song in the preceding generations, and Mirage, done there in Yiddish. Mike says at the end there, he says, talking about his great romance, and he says, Ver eis Mirage, with Kim Tzedek, go away now, Mirage, but come back and ver mein Glück and become my happiness. Very, very nice at that. The late, great Simo Rechtzeit, and hope you enjoyed it. Here's a Diaspora Yeshiva van, very popular in the 1980s and 90s, and Lo Es Avosena Bilvad. It is not only to our fathers that Hashem showed great kindness, but to us as well. I believe that line actually comes from the Haggadah of Pesach, but we'll check on that. In the meantime, enjoy a nice selection.
Lois Avosenu, Bilvad, Goel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lois Avosenu, Bilvad, Goel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Go. alles habe sein du no war god akorde spor
Recorded back in 1983, they're the Diaspora Yeshiva Band and Lois Avosena Bilvad, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, we'll continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, two very nice selections by a Chazan who was very famous first in South Africa and then in Canada for many years, and that's cantor Paul Kowarski. Born in South Africa in 1948, already as a teenager, he was conducting services as a chazan throughout South Africa, and he studied with two very, very famous chazanim, with the great Shlomo Mandel and with Leib Glantz, and by 1978, he had arrived in Cincinnati, which is where the album that we're going to hear, the two selections this morning, was recorded. Then sometime after that, he went to Toronto, where he stayed for many years. He also was an attorney and became a judge in the highest court in Canada. So there you have it. Very well-rounded figure. Very, very fine chazan and musician as well. So first, we're going to hear the famous A.M. Himmelstein composition for Adhena from the Nishmas prayer, and talks about until now, the mercy of Hashem has never failed us. And this composition was done, as I say, by A.M. Himmelstein, one of the great choir directors of South Africa, and is very, very famous at that. So let's go back now to 1978. Here is cantor Paul Kowarski and Adhena. Oh! Recorded back in 1978 during his tenure in Cincinnati, there the great Chazan Paul Kowarski and the famous A.M. Himmelstein composition for Adhena from the Nishmas prayer recited on Shabbos and Yontif. More of this very fine Chazan after Ben reminds you about things that you need to know, so take a listen.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with cantor Paul Kowarski from this very fine 1978 album. This is a paragraph that comes at the end of each chapter of the Pirkei Avos, the Ethics of the Fathers, and is recited after learning. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer says that Rabbi Hananya, the son of Akasha, said that that Hashem desired to bless the Jewish people, and therefore he gave them the Torah and made it great and glorious. So very, very nice selection, proving Ben's point about that you can make a great piece out of even the most obscure text. So let's take a listen to a beautiful recording of it by cantor Paul Kowarski.
Thank you.
Recorded back in 1978 in Cincinnati, they're the fabulous artistry of the great Chazan Paul Kowarski and Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer from the Pirkei Avos, the Ethics of the Fathers. Well, it wraps up this week's program. I hope very much that you enjoyed it and that you'll make it a point to be with us again next week for another edition of the program. And until then, Larry Shore saying be well. Zay gesind, hat gedavach. Have a great week. Thanks for listening and be with us again next week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.